More and more of us have smart TVs, appliances, and other devices connected to the Internet of Things. Those devices are found in factories, hospitals, and other businesses as well. And a group of researchers and industry officials in Arizona and elsewhere is working on ways to shore up security on those devices and try to inoculate them from cyber attacks. Fatima Afka is part of that group. She's an assistant professor in the School of Informatics, Computing, and Cyber Systems at Northern Arizona University. She joins me to talk more about that work. And Fatima, at this moment, how vulnerable exactly are these products?
Yeah, sure. So there are different level of security that any of the communication devices or IoT devices they can have. So we have like identification, authentication, and we also have encryption of the messages that these devices send or receive. So most of the security protocols that we have right now, they are mostly like software-based, because obviously designing new hardware or like integrating new hardware in the devices is going to come with additional costs. But they are vulnerable to some specific attacks, like man in the middle of like having somebody to listen to to these messages, or like having somebody to hijack the physical device and they try to like clone an exact device like that and like impersonate another person. And also when we talk about IoTs, one of the issues is going to be we're going to have billions of devices being connected to internet, and not necessarily the mechanisms that we have right now, they're going to be easily scale up to this version. So we are trying to come up with an affordable security mechanism that we take the current IoT devices, and without adding any extra hardware, we can extract some fingerprint from each device.
So are you talking about kind of like you use your fingerprint, for example, to like open your iPhone? Would somebody need to use their fingerprint to like do something on their smart refrigerator or use their thermostat in their house or something like that?
No, actually not. I'm not meaning that we're going to have a fingerprint for the people that own the device. This security mechanism is going to like totally bypass the human. It's going to be all in the device side. So the claim is that when any of these electronic devices are made at manufacturing, they have unique capabilities. So we're going to use that uniqueness as a fingerprint of the device and then use that for authentication.
Are these devices prime targets for hackers now? I mean, are these things that hackers are trying to go after?
Yes.
And what do they get? Like if I hack into somebody's smart TV or their refrigerator or their thermostat, what do I get?
So IoT is like a more general concept, I would say. So it's not only like the appliances that they're being smart. We have other sensors. We have like smart cards and everything that is basically connected to internet. So if somebody can like clone one of your devices, they can use it. Like if somebody is like, for example, somehow clone your smartphone that is like just controlling the whole smart home, they can get into your house. They can control anything that they want to do that. So having physical unclonable devices that can actually prevent that. And this idea has been around for a few years now, but the problem is that we can make sure that the devices are different from each other. But if I look at its behavior at different conditions, let's say that I test it down in Phoenix and then I bring it up in Flagstaff, which is like, let's say like 20 centigrade degrees cooler, then the device is going to behave differently. Then the problem that we're going to have is by mistake, we're not going to recognize that, oh, this is the same device, it's just being tested in different conditions. So actually one of the main focuses of our project is that to make sure that we can recognize the device is legitimate no matter where the user is using this device.
Fatima Afka is an assistant professor in the School of Informatics, Computing, and Cyber Systems at NAU and part of a team working on ways to protect Internet of Things devices from cyber attacks.